Saviour, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please do take your seats. Reverend Morden.
I am going to be asking a few young people to come and give me a hand. But don't worry, just prepare your minds that I need help. I will ask you in a moment. If you have been in St. Mary's Church for the last few weeks, you probably know it very well that during this year, the focus of the preaching is on the Psalms. And if you were last Sunday here or you were here 8 o'clock, you have heard sermons or talks from Psalm 118, the Psalm portion which we read earlier collectively. It is indeed a beautiful, beautiful psalm. And many beautiful talks have been given. Even Alan talking earlier today, he referred to the talk other day given by Becky, that how wonderful and enriching it was. And of course, my huge, big thank you to all my colleagues who have preached from this psalm, because beautiful indeed this psalm is, but its structure and its background are pretty complex. Because if you read the psalm in its entirety, you will come to notice that there are so many different voices going on within this psalm. There is an individual who seems to be terribly afflicted, but suddenly is singing the song of praise and of vindication. Then there is, as though it is the choir singing. I guess it wasn't our choir, it was a long time ago. They're not that old. But then there seems to be some sort of a royal person as well, that who is singing or shouting aloud because of his victory and his vindication. But perhaps for our today's talk, good just to remember that this is one of the psalm that which not only very often is referred into the New Testament, but it is much at display around this time of the year in the Jewish faith as well, because this is one particular psalm that they use at the Passover. And I guess we do know that Passover, they celebrate of their vindication, their freedom from the home of the slavery. And indeed, they sing it, they shout it aloud with joy. Thinking of a Jewish celebration, that I was just thinking about it, and I noticed that many people like me that who do take a keen interest in Jewish history and the biblical, the Old Testament faith, that we do understand that all Jewish celebrations actually are down to three things. And those three things are: they tried to kill us. Look at the Passover. Just wonderful if you remember the Passover story. They tried to kill us. They didn't succeed. Let us celebrate and throw a party. That is all what the Jewish celebrations are about. Do you remember the three things? They tried to kill us. They did not succeed. Let us celebrate. Let's throw a party. I guess that any one of you that who entered the church today and looked around, that you would have noticed that, goodness me, there is some kind of a celebration here as well. And you know that when Lynn was making that point about the Easter and the voices coming from the pews with that joy shouting out, and it gave the picture of the celebration. I did mention three things things about the Jewish celebrations, I wonder what reasons we have for the celebration. But before we go to that, now if I may ask some people to give me a hand, I need 3 girls and 2 boys. One girl raised hand there, one I thought there, 2 I have got already, 1 more. Why not? Come in. Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Grace, you can come as well, my child. That's fantastic. Come on. That's wonderful. Now, I have got girls here. Yeah, come on. Come on, come on. Yeah. Right, so a little bit back. And the boys. Where are the boys? There is one, Thomas, and... Oh, well, you come as well. 3 boys and 4 girls. Yes. Is it girl power? Right. Wonderful. Now then, let me turn my radio mic on so that others can hear. That let's see that if you were listening what Lynn was talking about. Can you hear me now? Is this working? Brilliant. That's wonderful. That Lynn said at the beginning, she went to a certain shop to do what? Oh, well done. Can you hear this? They were attentively listening. And what she found there was more really those popular symbols of the Easter. Can you remind me what is one of the... Without the cross, without the nails, the story is not complete. That is not that we promote violence, but that is what the Bible says, that how it was to be that Christ has to die so that our sins may be carried away. And I wonder what that little rock does remind us. What does that rock remind us?
Is it the stone that went over the tomb?
Yes, but what happened with it then?
It got rolled away.
The stone was at the front of the tomb, but don't worry, it's okay. And then it was rolled away. You know that is, of course, that nothing can hold Christ there. And also, if I may, even on this joyous occasion, take the opportunity that we may be carrying certain stones that too heavy you don't need to carry. Jesus is there to carry those stones. That, of course, rolled away stone is the sign that Jesus has rose again from the dead. Now, two girls whose hands, none of you have got empty hands. So I think that your is more empty hands. If you will take from her. Do you know that the resurrection of Christ Jesus is not something that a story just the church folks picked up to just tell something wonderful story, but the way I read the Bible, it was actually on the display even before the Jewish religion got established. Grace, my child, can you pick up that bunch there? Now we need to give her a little bit of space that is not to hurt. You are familiar with the book of Leviticus in chapter 23, verse 11, and it is in anticipation. Jewish people haven't yet entered the promised land. They haven't yet even got the tent of meeting when God said this, that the high priest, he shall raise the sheaf, if you will raise it up, sheaf before the Lord, so that you may find acceptance on the day after the Sabbath, the priest shall raise it. Now, in the Jewish faith, Sabbath, what day of the week is Jewish Sabbath? Can young people tell me?
Sunday.
Well, let's see.
Sunday, a day of the week.
Well, Thomas said one of the day of the week. Somebody said Friday. Somebody said Sunday. And from here somewhere I heard another day. Did you pick up what was that?
Saturday.
Saturday is their Sabbath day. And in the Jewish faith, the seventh day of the week, i.e. the Sabbath day, was to be the queen of the days. And if you go through the Old Testament, all the important things happened on that particular day, the Sabbath day, because that was the queen of the days. Are you guys listening?
Yeah.
That was the queen of all the days. But let me read it again, what Bible did say, commanded. High priest shall raise the sheaf before the Lord, so that you may find acceptance on the day after Sabbath, the priest shall raise it. Day after Sabbath, what would be that day?
Sunday,
that is right. And do you know what Sunday it was? It is the Sabbath, the Passover Sabbath. After that, day after that, the Passover Sabbath, The priest was to raise the sheaf and wave before God as the first fruits. And do you know that Paul, writing to Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20, says about Christ that he is the first fruit of the resurrection. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruit of those who have died. Is not all reading too much into the Old Testament? Or is it possible that without even knowing that for generation after generation, the Jewish people were celebrating the resurrection of Christ Jesus on the first day after the Passover Sabbath, that is Sunday, the first day of the week when we celebrate the resurrection of Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, do we remember, what did I say, that what are the three things that Jewish celebration summed up? They tried to do what?
Kill us.
They? And? Let us celebrate. And can you see the connection? We have got the devil, the enemy of our soul, the sin tried to destroy us, but did not succeed because Jesus nailed the sin on the cross. He conquered the last enemy, the death. We have a reason to celebrate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Well, big hand for my helper. Thank you so much. That was wonderful. You can hold it. It is absolutely fine that you can consume it. Because a similar egg my granddaughter consumed this morning, so it must be safe. Thank you. Well, you are going to share with others, isn't it? Yeah, but now you go. Yes, darling, you go. Yes, sir. Yeah. Thank you, my darling. Bless you. Well, I tell you what, I have had loads of these little ones, haven't I? And I tell you what, that we can put them here, and when the chocolate will be distributed, you are welcome to carry one if you